With the minutes of the 15th of February, that were at the committee room 201, second floor, Marseille. And what we shall do will be to look at page 1.
So which one is that page?
15th of February. Just look at them according to the 3-8, then the 6, then the 13. But I'm not too sure whether I'm going to do 1 or 2, because we have to look at the other one. Number 1. Let us look at page 1 and tell it as to the register. What is correct at page 2? That is 2, paragraph 2, with the impact of South African tourism. Then page 3, Stefano.
See that 2.2.1. It doesn't finish off. There was a need to know what could be done to get South Africans. Should it be traveling or? It refers to domestic tourism. We need to know what could be done to get South Africans traveling domestically, maybe.
Mm.
If I could add again.
Yeah. I think no more, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
What is the question?
Yeah.
Then there is a contradiction that let me read that too. In 2009, the contribution of the tourism industry to South Africa, to the South African economy, was 3%. Employment for the same year accounted for 4% of the total of the economy. However, it seems to me that to be made between direct and indirect. Then when you go to 2.32, of the official 2.3 million jobs employed in the tourism industry in 2009, about 550,000 had been directly employed. Now we know, but as the previous paragraph was said, it was not the same.
Directly employed. There's a balance now made up the indirect job. That's
okay.
All
right. Okay, so what will not you
make it? I think if you put, if you add what you said, the point is saying they accounted for 4% of the total jobs in the economy, then I think you more or less there.
Okay.
verify somebody.
Page 3.
Pumalanga lost out on this particular, you know, getting the number of tourists due to access. You can put the high landing fees, okay, and then you can put furthermore, airlines did not land in Pumalanga. Then
okay,
I think that's
really bad.
Yeah.
And there's other
things. The statistics provided by them, or the gaming statistics provided to them.
But you said to remember we questioned this about the fact that they were using outdated arrivals as opposed to tourists.
Yes.
You can't compare that because they put people just traveling on a track on a track. That is all they base their tax on. But the fact is that we say that because if later on they do respond in the statistics and agree that the figures are outdated. But I think what we just need to say is the statistics provided by SATU were outdated and did not give the full
picture.
Just leave it like that. And then it doesn't bring in any of the trends and I'm not the fact setting because.
But it isn't even a full picture.
Yeah, it's just choosing a full picture. That's all we need to say, because they answer further down in the response.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then, Can you Google that?
Yes, it just needs an hour in it. So it should read, there was a need to grab South Africa through our corridor.
Consider amending the land transport export of committee for transport operators to
I think you should just take consider out and just say the Land Transport Act needs amending so as to make it easy for transport operators to sustain a thing. That's a fact.
Okay.
You're not to consider the thing.
Take consider out and just because that act is already in force, it just needs to be amended.
Okay.
What we need to do is, Land Transport Act needs amending so as to make it easier for transport operators to obtain a permit. Finish.
Then 5.1 to 5.6.
Can we just stop there? Hang on,
okay.
I'm not quite sure if I could say. I'm from Union. I'm sorry, I don't have the correction, but I was just Well, the roof, I want to say, hold up.
It's a concern, right? Then lack of industry needs to be encouraged with us and lack of industry. I have it in my head and I've lost it. Lack of industry where South African products need to be
handicapped.
Is it handicapped?
It's all in here. It's
these
words. Handicapped.
The members are saying here through you that with beat well, but that's a manufacturer of beat that's done abroad. That's what I know. That's a fact. But the extra carbon, there are local, there are producers. But the issue of the factories and industries that produce local products are not enough to take advantage of the economy. So I'm saying it shouldn't say like that's my one. There's nothing that exists in our country.
So maybe we should put where local South African products are not manufactured. You see, let me just give you an example. I remember this debate. Because there are Chinese goods that come in with South African emblems on, and you know, or even jerseys that are made. And what we are saying in the tourism industry, we should be encouraging those products to be made here in South Africa. Okay, as opposed to abroad and coming in imported goods that take in the place of those, and that would create more jobs than work.
But then the president should cover that.
What we need to say is there is a lack of locally produced handicraft and items of tourist interest. Good stuff. It explains it.
My issue is the lack of that. Lack is the law. And we cannot undermine our own product. Insufficient, not enough.
Yeah, I don't wonder. What we can say is that they are insufficient, they are not locally trained.
Locally produced handicrafts and items of tourist interest.
Then it's the next one too, 4.9.
4.9, when I put on the issue, we're not involved in solid waste.
So I read what I think it should be.
Yes.
I did correct this one.
Yes.
there was a need for a broader forum to be created, as the issues not only involved tourism, but were about nationhood. In other words, they needed to create a bigger forum to discuss tourism in the broader context of nationhood.
Response to the issue
raised. Right, I've got one on 5.3.
Yeah.
I think that sticker access is added to the Western tab. So I need to put the Western tab on 5.3.
Yeah, you see, what happens is that yes, we are applied to the Western but when they talk about it, because of the issue, makes us look at national, they did not isolate the organization.
Mm-hmm.
But what you are saying is that at this stage this is affecting the Western Cape, this is true. Okay, what today you know they changed the hours. Thank you. cannot say if you remove from the local producer, and then you say you are aiming for more local infrastructure.
I think they're responding to that issue of using local people to do local production. Where we've got buildings and where we have people, we can manufacture the, you know, capital charge there and things like that. So that is the plan. It's not that. It's a great part of it. I'm sure it's local infrastructure, meaning factories and buildings and using local producers to do the deed work in those buildings, you know, all that. I think if you leave it like there should be a need for more local infrastructure, which is the municipality infrastructure, the government infrastructure, and local producers, the people, to be used. It should actually, to my mind, answer that question.
Maybe because that drug committee reform, that not because of you, and it's not that strong, and it's different, and then we scattered the announcement before we change the program.
I think let's justify what we meant by 6.1.3. Consideration was deferred. Are we referring to the report of the study to the Mexico? So we need to say that consideration of the report was deferred.
You go to a topic with amendments and then I don't know whether someone can
I'm
talking with amendments
okay.
Proposed and supported by the teacher. Adopted. Then let us manage our time now. Are we going to be able to do the next meeting? You see, what you have got to do is that you've got to adopt items for the agenda for next time. And then you've got to give information on the trip to the Eastern Cape and where you want to ask questions, where we need to prove and suggest improvement. So given that, I am hoping you that let us defer the other set of minutes and discuss the two items. And then if we are still, if we still remain with other minutes, with other minutes in the sense of time now, then you can go on.
These minutes now are they subjected to the parliamentary rule that if they're not in, you can't go on overtime? I mean, there was a thing that there was a big sum about in the parliamentary debate, if you remember, coming from the chair of chair, saying if reports are not tabled, none of the committees are going to go out on overtime. Now, the discussion going out next week, and this has been approved already on the basis of what we have submitted, but some of these go back now to March, you know, which worries me. Now, if we can't deal with them, can we not maybe just tomorrow? You know, I'm trying to find a slot just for an hour, because I'm a bit worried about the backlog. And it never gets done. Unless we deal with it and then put it out of the way. There's some of the minutes here I might add up here. You know, we can just literally approve them if everybody has read them and agreed. But there's some of them that we've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so listen, I also thought after the right from the beginning that we will not be able to go through all these things, particularly using the method that we do case by case and so on. So I support the conviction that we find that time. And that's fine, at that time this week we deal with the future and we deal with all these things. And of course, in future, we must not allow the need to. I'm sorry, it's been 5 times. Yeah. I know it means extra work, but what else can you do? I mean, it doesn't make sense for me that the needs of those who are being adopted in June, that reflects greatly on us. So I think it's a basis by an extra time. I won't suggest to ask them to educate the French or what other countries to participate in. Even if it means sitting in the evening for that to look at.
No, Chairman, now I'll support your proposal so that my country can be done. Let me discuss about if the Arab side. Can we just agree on the proposal and take time to the government that the government is not going to do it? How can we do it? Because that is a
recording it so that we can also just do the amendments or resubmission. If we read them and we see an error, let's do them timelessly so that we've got them in advance so we don't come and have to go through it word by word. Then the other suggestion I want to make is that we have colleagues here from PGM who actually do the basic minutes on all the recordings here, which is another check and balance, so to speak. Now that is available on the internet. And maybe, if there's uncertainty, because when we start stretching our memory back, 5 months ago, sometimes you're thinking, what's that? So it's important to try and get these things current in our mind. So that's another thought out. But if you are happy with that arrangement, that all members submit to you anything that they see notably wrong with the minutes in terms of change, as long as it doesn't change the context of what, is trying to be said, I think that we should be then submitting it to him in writing and let Jerry then amend it and resubmit so that we're not going to be sitting going through line by line literally as we are now. Okay? That's just a proposal. I don't know if it's an acceptable proposal.
Sorry,
what is supposed to be clean here, and I'm sure that I don't have the gadget in the infrastructure to look at it on the internet or something like that. Because one of really appreciate with the notion of saying that we must recommend it, because there are very fast in terms of writing the minutes, and then we make submissions. But ensure when we sit here also, it doesn't change the actual intention of each and every sentence, but also it will have. Some of us, we can also take note of some of the points, because sometimes we can be non-creative. But I totally agree that we should spend more time with the minutes. And it will really help. And also the supporting supplement should also appear. Thank you.
Okay, let us just quickly change away from the speech of mind. And then language etc. And then we will discuss the program for the case when it says that.
Increase the domestic tourism GDP to 60%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a major. We currently import it. Mm-hmm. It's not 60%. Let me just check my notes on that, please. I do worry. And that's the only question.
Because the needs of the much.
You can't get to increase the domestic tourism GDP. The GDP is actually referred to economy. What are you trying to say is to increase the contribution of the tourism sector to the GDP by a certain percentage. Now, we're not sure what that is. So it's not to increase the domestic tourism GDP. It's the tourism sector's contribution to the GDP.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so we have corrected linguistically as well as actually as well as statistically. All three.
You just need to take that 60%. It will be in a presentation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Make the contribution of the of tourism increase up to let us go back to the record.
There's a presentation.
Do we record this stuff? Okay, is everything working here?
I think the intention is to increase the domestic tourism portion and contribution to the GDP. Probably where we need to see that is insufficient. Yeah. But then tourism, domestic tourism portion of the
name is nice. Not that.
That's all
check with me. But he thinks
not that. But the you see,
the worst thing you can afford is to have in a
game.
What to go to the Buddhist Parliament? Cannot record letters, can't go to PNG. There is a repertoire report, the paper and report on this book. And then we also write a report. And then just for the data to verify, and then we can submit next time. I did not look at my PMP report. The following report.
Nothing about the
transcription.
Media
was today's
The preparation of three scholars and scholars who are tourism and the potential to be encouraged. You can't encourage the potential. What is the potential referring to?
Issues.
Business people did a great deal of business in that area. Yes, from still like that. South African business people did a great deal of business in Nigeria. Nigeria adopted a digital attitude as they traveled with Nigeria as they did with their travel.
They
were
very
healthy, due to South Africa's stringent travel requirements in respect of travel from Nigeria, they have reciprocated the same attitude. Yeah. We must justify why we're making that statement. The SA business people did a great deal of business in Nigeria.
No, but the problem is it covers all that.
I think, yeah, they were specifically there.
MOU has been signed between South Africa, India and Angola to facilitate the issuing of visas to some.
Okay.
Okay, the committee secretary will do is that the committee will you to make sure that there is a point of departure and then for the day. Whether it's from Kingstown or from his home or whatever. Okay, with this, the program for next week, that makes your suggestion to whichever committee would be in our future. Please make submission today and not later than midday tomorrow so that you can meet last time and then we do share the program. Because you may be feeling that there is something that we are missing.
We can give a call tomorrow again.
I don't know, I'm not so sure because I'm also having another meeting at 10.
Okay, what meeting at 10? It'll be 2 hours.
Maybe longer than 2 hours. And then I do not know which other committees are having meetings tomorrow.
I have to tomorrow.
No, let your submission, the written submission by email to Jerry. And then let us take it from there.
Okay, well, we'll be meeting at the forum in the Eastern Cape anyway. Maybe when we find a spot we can, you know, have a look.
Thank you.